Chapter 30. Ron was in the halls at the change of classes. They were buzzing louder than usual. It was Christmas. The kids were always crazy this time of year. It was hard enough being a teacher, but to try to keep tabs on the building was exhausting. Ron and Frankie and Lois and Joyce were sure trying, though. Each was counting the days until the holiday, but each, at different times, had lost track. It was that busy. Ron was walking the halls when he saw Demetrius enter the boys' room, looking like he had a purpose. Demetrius was a tall, lanky kid whose family had just moved up from Dover and gotten one of the cheaper apartments in the Oak Green complex. Demetrius was not going to fit in easily with his bandana and slacker pants. Then Ron saw Harold Peters go into the boys' room, and it clicked. Peters had a loud mouth, and Frankie had heard him talking about the darker element that was moving into his neighborhood, and about how his father was going to deal with the renting habits of these apartment complexes in their clean town. He had been talking too much and too loudly. Ron walked into the boys' room in time to see Harold at the urinal and Demetrius heading out of one of the stalls in Harold's direction. Ron's voice was loud, and he moved quickly. "Demetrius?" He came up in back of Peters, who was involuntarily flinching and was pulling up his zipper. Ron was between the two boys. "What's going on?" Peters had turned around now, was whiter than usual. He was speechless. "Ain't done nothing, Mr. Tuck," said Demetrius. "Show me your hand," said Ron. Demetrius slipped his hands into his pockets. "I ain't done nothing," he repeated. "Come with me," said Ron. "I have to use the toilet," said Demetrius. "You just use the toilet," said Ron. "I need to wash my hands," said Demetrius. Ron moved closer. "I said, come with me." His tone left no question as to his direction. The bell rang. "I gotta get to class," said Demetrius, and tried to step around Ron. Ron blocked him and said softly, but deadly serious, "Do not make me put my hands on you." Demetrius noticeably stiffened, took a half step back. It was like he was considering, sizing Ron up. "Come with me," said Ron again, and led Demetrius out of the boys' room, careful not to touch him. Ron kept his eyes locked on him as they walked down the now empty stairs. He ushered Demetrius into his office and asked Joyce to get Frankie. Neither of the males sat while they waited. Frankie was there almost instantly. Ron said, "Frankie, close the door." The two men flanked Demetrius. "Empty your pockets for me, please," said Ron. "I ain't done nothing, Mr. Tuck. Why are you giving me a hard time?" Ron moved in back of his desk and sat down. Frankie moved in front of the desk. "I hope I'm wrong, Demetrius. If I am, I'll give you a pass back to class. Apologize to you, call your mom, and apologize to her. Now, empty your pockets." Things came out slowly. There was a couple of crumpled papers, some cigarettes, some matches. "There," said Demetrius. "You got me. I was carrying cigarettes. I was busted," said Demetrius, with an embarrassed-looking smirk. "Keep going," said Ron. It was then that the box cutter appeared. Ron looked down at it. "What are you doing with that, Demetrius?" "I'm supposed to be going for a job down at the warehouse by my new apartment. after school. And you just carrying the box cutter in case you get the job, said Ron. Demetrius put his head down. I feel safer around here with it. Ron could almost believe that, but he didn't. His bet was that it was in Demetrius' hand when he stopped him from teaching Harold Peters a little lesson. Frankie was looking inside of the cigarette pack and was fishing something out. Look what we have here, said Frankie. Wedged into the corner of the pack was a skinny joint. Demetrius' face went into an anguished scowl. You guys just trying to fuck me up. No, Demetrius, said Frankie. You did that all by yourself.